It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The Evers administration announced this week that it has secured more than $1 billion in federal funding for broadband projects in Wisconsin. That money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Biden back in November of 2021.
For years, the State Public Service Commission has been working to secure this funding, but earlier this year, the Trump administration ordered states to redo the application process for the funds under new rules.
About 11% of Wisconsin lacks access to high-speed internet. That's according to a 2025 report by the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. Areas in northern, central, and southwest Wisconsin are especially underserved.
For a look at how Wisconsin will use the federal funds, we're joined by Alyssa Kenny, State Broadband and Digital Equity Director for the Public Service Commission. Alyssa, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
So this money from a program that aims to connect every household and business to high-speed internet, where will this money go in Wisconsin?
So this money in Wisconsin is going to go to serve 175,000 different locations, including locations across all 72 counties and 8 of our 11 tribal nations. So really, there are locations throughout the entire state that are unserved. You're correct. Northern Wisconsin has more of them, but even here in Dane County and Milwaukee County, there are homes and businesses that don't have good enough internet.
So in the context of the existing state spending and the broadband projects you have been part of in recent years, how big of a deal is this $1 billion investment?
So this is a really huge deal. The state of Wisconsin has had a strong emphasis on broadband through our state grant program. And so we have been really working away at this issue for years with state broadband grants, but this federal investment is really going to reach those hardest to serve locations and the ones that have continued to be kind of on the very outskirts. And so it's an incredibly important investment because it's a high amount of money and also that it really has this universal access goal. So we're really trying to reach every last location in the state as best we can with these funds.
High amount of money. Help us trace where this money is going, who is receiving it. Can you explain that?
Sure. It's going to 29 different entities. And so you have what I would call big national carriers, so internet service providers that people are familiar with all over the country. But then you also have rural telcos that are Wisconsin-based companies that have been here for 100 years. You have some tribal nations that are building their own networks. So you have a whole variety of sort of national companies, small telephone cooperatives, and other types of entities that are receiving this funding.
This past June, as you know, the Trump administration ordered states to redo the application process, redo the bids from internet companies for this work. How has that affected Wisconsin?
So it was those were some disappointing changes for our office. We had been working really hard and we were very close to awards that would have, had a great result for Wisconsin, but the state happily complied with the new guidance. And so we had to go and rebid our BEAD program. And so that meant taking a technology neutral approach. So treating different types of technology that people get broadband through in sort of an equal playing field and just seeking the lowest cost. The other thing the state had to do is a lot of local governments had worked really hard at endorsing and sort of working with providers to indicate which providers they had a preference for working in their communities. And that was no longer allowable under the new rules. And so those were the two things that were the greatest loss for the state. That said, people came, they competed. We still had really excellent proposals. And a lot of those same providers that sort of won in the prior administration came back and won again. And there were some changes.
Were there more proposals in the second round as you redid the process?
There were more proposals. There were more proposals in the second round, yes.
So, you talked about the neutrality here of technology, going from whether it's fiber optics or satellite or wireless. If you have a bunch of these different technologies and communities around the state, is that an additional challenge to connectivity?
I don't think it's a challenge to connectivity. I think people will have some different experiences and they'll have some different costs because different technologies might have different costs or different mm-hmm. models of service. I do think, you know, there are lots of overlapping broadband networks all over the state operated by different providers with different technologies. And there's, you know, Wisconsin is a beautiful place with granite bluffs and cranberry bogs. And there's some needs for different technologies in different parts of the states. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to reach those households. Not every technology can get to every location. So a mix of technology is important for both resilience and just for sort of the geography of the state.
Really quickly here, timeline for when people will see these projects completed and when the high-speed internet will be in place.
Boy, I wish it was going to be faster, but I will say the state received our approval just Tuesday. We will start executing sort of grant agreements and the actual contracts at the beginning of next year, and there's some sort of engineering and environmental reviews. Once those grant agreements are signed, an awardee has 4 years. And so I know this sounds like a far distant date, but 2030 is really the year that all of these will be done. We do expect a number of them will come online and, you know, in 2027, and, you know, there'll be sort of sweeps of them. But really, 2030 is the estimated completion date for all of them.
Alyssa, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Alyssa Kenny is State Broadband and Digital Equity Director for the Public Service Commission. Now to look at one of those communities, we go to Tony Farrow, Executive Director of the Oneida County Economic Development Corporation, situated in Rhinelander in the Northwoods. Tony, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
What is broadband like in your area now?
Broadband is a hot topic. We've been working on that. We actually set up a committee probably in 2013 to look at broadband, and we currently have a $28 million broadband package that we're working internally with an ISP. But with that situation, we still, when that one's completed, we will only have 87% of our county covered with broadband. So with this new announcement with the BEAD funding, that should help the other 13% of my county have broadband. So it's a need for our economic growth.
So under the new rules, though, for this federal broadband program, states are meant to be neutral on the type of hookup. How could that affect Oneida County?
Well, Oneida County was in a weird situation because one of the ISPs put in a bid through the PSC and the NTIA, and they bid it through fixed wireless. Well, fixed wireless for a county like mine is something that's not preferred because we're heavy tourism. So you, in the summer months, you know, we have our population grows immensely. We have about 52% of our county is second homes. And so if you use fixed wireless, the service would not be adequate, and it would, you know, you couldn't get your 100 down, 20 up. So actually the NTIA and the PSC threw out about 5,000 and addresses in Wisconsin, 1,500 of them were in my county. So when it broke down to, we were pretty excited in Oneida County because we ended up with having all of our locations, which we'll hook up about 5,010 residents in Oneida County, and all of them will be fixed wireless to the home because we feel that's gold standard and we're really happy to have a wire to the home. And 53 of those locations will have Starlink, but out of that 5,010, only 53 will have Starlink, and the rest will have fixed wireless.
Is it clear to you?
Fixed fiber, I meant to say. It's fiber to the home. No fixed wireless in our county.
Okay. And is it clear to you how much of these federal dollars will flow your way to Oneida County?
Yeah, we're expecting somewhere close to $24 million. In this, and then with the ISP match, we're looking at the total amount through this package that we'll get about $34.8 million out of this proposal.
You lead an economic development corporation. How does internet access impact the economic well-being of your area?
Yeah, it's really important. We did a study because we have a lot of second homes, like I mentioned earlier, and people with second homes, they spend between, you know, 3 to 5 weeks a year in their homes up here, vacationing and enjoying the Northwoods. If they have internet in their homes, we show that they will stay 2 to 3 weeks longer than that. So if you're talking about half of the houses in Oneida County being second homes, and you say that they stay an extra 2 or 3 weeks up in our county, that's money being spent at our stores, our restaurants, other services, and that is a huge economic help to the Northwoods in my area. So it's critical that we have that for our economic stability.
And to be clear here, the topography, the trees, that has been a challenge here to get high-speed internet and make that possible for the whole county. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a huge problem. We also have a lot of marshy, swampy area, a lot of rocks, that type of situation. So it's a huge issue, especially the western side of my county. We don't have broadband. Majority of the people out of that 13% of my county that doesn't have broadband, they are a lot of them on the west side of Oneida County.
Timeline.
Very rocky and hard to get to.
Very rocky, hard to get to. And timeline here, when do you expect to see results of this federal investment?
Well, our current program, we hope to see with the $28 million we're currently doing, we hope to have a lot of that finished next year or by 2027. And then with the current program we're talking about with the BEAD program, we're hoping to see people breaking ground late summer to early spring 2027. Through this program, your earlier person mentioned, we did all the resolutions and stuff with the BEAD Bob. We picked our provider. The provider that we originally picked to be in our county did not get awarded the funds. It was a different ISP provider. So right now I have 4 ISP providers in my county, and with this new BEAD program, I'll have a 5th provider that's coming in to put in. This new internet provider was given 3,227 locations in my county.
Tony, thank you for joining us for the update.
Thank you.
Tony Farrow, Executive Director of the Oneida Economic Development Corporation. BEAD, by the way, stands for Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. Earlier, we heard from Melissa Kenny, State Broadband and Digital Equity Director for the Public Service Commission.